From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Students of the Florida High School, where a gunman killed 17 people in a mass shooting February 14th, vow they will not stay quiet in the face of continuing danger from guns. One student, Emma Gonzalez, has become the face of a student revolt against lax U.S. gun laws after she condemned the politicians, including U.S. President Donald Trump, who have accepted campaign contributions from the National Rifle Association.
To every politician who is taking donations from the NRA, shame on you.
American students across the country are discussing ways to counter the U.S. gun culture in social media movements. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says evidence of Russia tampering in the 2016 presidential campaign was clear-cut Friday after indictments were levied against 13 Russian individuals and three Russian companies.
And as you can see with the FBI indictment, the evidence is now really incontrovertible and available in the public domain.
President Donald Trump said Sunday he believes Russia has been widely successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election because of the subsequent months-long investigations it spawned. France reaffirmed its commitment to the Iran nuclear deal Monday, saying it wanted to be strictly implemented and was continuing talks with its European and U.S. partners on the program. The foreign ministry said France was concerned about Iran's ballistic missile program and its activities in the region, mentioning its support for the Houthi rebels in Yemen, but making no mention of its role in Syria. For additional stories, pictures, and video, be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Iran's Press TV is reporting that search and rescue teams have reached the site of a plane crash that killed all 65 passengers. Jeff Custer has the details on the crash.
The plane went down on Sunday in foggy weather, crashing into Mount Dina in southern Iran. It was an Aceman Airlines ATR-72, a twin-engine turboprop used for short-distance regional flying. Iran TV says search teams reached the crash site before dawn on Monday. The crash was yet another fatal aviation disaster for Iran, which for years was barred from buying necessary airplane parts due to Western sanctions over its contested nuclear program. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Sunday that he is intent on keeping the channels of communication open with North Korea and is listening for an indication that the Kim Jong-un government is ready to talk. Last week, Tillerson said that North Korea knew what it had to be on the table for talks.
It's really up to the North Koreans to decide when they're ready to engage with us in a sincere way, a meaningful way.
The shift in tone coming from the Trump administration toward supporting unconditional exploratory talks with Pyongyang has come in response to the Olympic detente negotiated by South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Oxfam released an internal investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. In it, the report says former Haiti country director Roland Van Hauwermeiren admitted to using prostitutes at his residence during a relief mission. David Doyle has more.
Oxfam's country director in Haiti admitted using prostitutes at his residence during a relief mission before his resignation in 2011. It is the first time that Oxfam has directly addressed allegations against Roland Van Hauwermeiren, who ran the Oxfam operation in Haiti following an earthquake there. He's denied paying for sex with prostitutes and abusing minors. But those allegations have triggered a crisis in the aid sector, with Britain and the European Union now reviewing the funding for Oxfam.
That was reporter David Doyle. At least 17 people died and several others were injured in Mozambique's capital early Monday when a 15-meter pile of garbage collapsed due to heavy rain and buried seven houses. Officials said the houses were built illegally and authorities had previously asked the residents to leave. Russia could lose its chance to be reinstated before the end of the Winter Olympics because of a doping charge against curling bronze medalist Alexander Krushelnitsky. IOC spokesman Mark Adams says a failed doping test could keep Russia's banned team from marching under the national flag at the closing ceremony. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news! It's